Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As I begin this new day with you, Lord, in this time of prayer, I come into your presence. I know you're always here with me, but in a particular way, I want to leave aside anything that would distract my attention, my heart, my perception, intuition, sensitivity to you. So I want to go all in this time of prayer, my internal, my external senses. So I believe in you. I activate my faith. You're here. You're in me. You're with me in your word, and you want to speak to me. Confident in that, confident in our relationship. And so I believe that this time will bear fruit in my life, my energy, my zeal, my love, my peace. I hope in you. I hope that as I spend time with you in prayer, that my life will become more and more integrated around these unifying truths, around this fundamental relationship that defines my whole being, my being rooted in God, in you, Jesus. And that even in this prayer, I'm returning to my origin, which is you. And not only going backwards in time, but in the most perfect way, launching myself into the truth of my future. I'm destined to be united with you for all eternity. And even at the same time, fully becoming engaged in my present in the right way, in a confident, peaceful way, in an energetic way. You are both my origin, my future, and the full meaning of my present. And I hope in that. I hope that as I unite myself, everything will be reunited in the proper order, in peace, and in fluidity. I love you. I love you, Lord, because as I live for you and as I love you and as I give myself to you, I see how harmony is established in my life, my heart, in my senses, in my relationships and everything. As you are the focus of my giving, of my loving, of my meaning, everything takes its proper balance and shape. And yes, even purification happens. I'm challenged to let go of fears, of self-limiting beliefs, of sin, of self-sabotage, of divisive thoughts and judgments, criticisms of myself and others. Like, you purify me, which has a difficult, painful pruning process, but also an amazingly and beautifully ordained purifying, freeing, harmonizing effect in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your love. I reveal myself, my spirit to you in this time of prayer. And I turn now my attention to the gospel of the day, Matthew 9:9-13. And I want to imagine myself in this scene. I want to activate my senses and put myself in the scene alongside you. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." As I imagine this scene, I'm called to the image of that painting of Caravaggio, The Call of Matthew, and just how those first two lines, Caravaggio took off, made his own composition of place, his own imagination of being present in that scene, and painted it I want to do my own version, my own Caravaggio, imagining Matthew sitting at a customs post, maybe in a little office or under an awning or a tent, probably a bit of an office as it's presented there in The Chosen. For security reasons, it may not have been so exposed as a tent and a chair and kind of a makeshift table, being that they were dealing with money and taxing, probably need a little more security. But I just imagine that space where Matthew is, the customs charging people as they line up, the piece that the government would get of their transactions, of their goods, of their businesses. Jesus finds him there, in that space of cooperation with the authority of the Romans, betraying his own people in some way, the Jews. Maybe motive by a real love for money. Maybe he was motivated by a survival instinct. Maybe it was a role his father played, and so he just inherited and said, well, to keep the peace, I'll do what Dad did. Whatever is the story of how Matthew ends up being a tax collector, whatever it is, he's reconciled to it. He's accepted it. In some way, he's doing it. He's choosing it, even if without peace, maybe even second guessing, or maybe fully bought in. Whatever it is, he's there. He's choosing it. And it speaks to me of so many souls who maybe are living a life separate from you, Jesus, and have kind of made peace with their choices to be separate from you, to be collaborating in evil in some way, to be betraying those they love, or even rejecting them and being rejected by them. So many souls trapped in choices they've made far from you. And yet, Jesus, those same souls, you want them to follow you. You find ways to walk right up into their space and challenge, hey, you, yeah, you, right there, follow me. It's a beautiful thing, Jesus, that you're not governed by fear or judgments, or there's no way they would want to follow me, or there's no way I'm going to go them. They've already declared they're this, they're that. They have these opinions, political or moral or social, and there's no way they'd want to. You just walk straight up into their space and say, you know what? I'm calling you, follow me. I feel challenged to do the same, not out of a looking for fights or conflict or insult people by going in and challenging them in front of, but out of a real love like you, a longing, a desire for what's better for them, and a humble, hey, all these walls you've built up around yourself that you've opted for, that you've even chosen, I love you. And beyond that, like, I believe in you. I see them. I accept them. I take them into account, but I'm not going to be limited by them. I'm open to the possibility that you could be called to and that you want to be called, and I extend it to you. Jesus, I thank you for that invitation to be generous in the invitation. I also love that question by the Pharisees. Why does your teacher eat with them? That's a great question. Why would you do that, Jesus? Why do you fraternize with sinners? Why do you call them, not others? Why this approach? And Jesus himself, rather than leave his disciples to answer the question, maybe they're early on in the process and they don't quite even know the answers why Jesus does what he does. He steps in, he defends them from the Pharisees, but he may also just say, hey, you know what? Only I know why I do what I do. Let me tell you. Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. It's beautiful. I do it because I love the sick. I want to heal. And what a beautiful way of saying it, Jesus, because in one way you could understand that, hey, you Pharisees, you're not sick. You guys are noble and holy and keepers of the law, so I'm not reaching out to you so much because you're good, right? You don't need conversion. It's the sick that need healing, so I'm going to the sick. There's an implicit kind of honoring, valuing, not picking a fight, not wanting to insult, like, hey, you're the healthy ones. You don't need me. I'm going to the sick ones. You're good. It's one way to understand that. a sign of deference and lack of judgment on the Pharisees, and a highlighting, hey, my heart is with the sick and those in need of a physician. But yet it's also a deft way of saying, you know, I'm called to the sick. You know, the healthy don't need a physician. Are you sick? Or are you healthy? It's almost an examination of them. You ask yourself, do you need me? Do you want me? I'm going to the people who are clear that they're sick. The whole society is telling me you guys are sick. And so I'm going to them. You're the ones who think you're healthy. So you exclude me from coming to you because you don't think you need me. As much as you say you want a Messiah, you don't really want a Messiah. You're your own savior. You don't want anybody dethroning you from deciding how you should live your life. Like there's a compliment, but also a question. Love that. You're such an intelligent, wise evangelist, led by the Spirit. And it makes me question myself too, Jesus. Do I want to sit with the sinners and allow you to minister and heal me? Or do I see, well, I'm with you healing others. No, I need both. I want you to heal me, but I also want to come be you in healing others. Am I sometimes like the Pharisees that say, you know what? I'm all good. Let's take care of the others. No, Jesus, that's why I have this time of daily prayer with you. I need you. I need your healing. I'm the tax collector. I'm the sinner. I'm the prostitute. I'm the one that you need to come, the leper, to heal. And yet I'm also the disciple. I'm the one who wants to learn from you to be fishers of men. And I'm also the Pharisee times, saying, you know what, I'm good. Or maybe also want to be like the humble Pharisee, the one who comes to you and says, you know what, I'm both. I need to teach the law and keep the law, but I also need you, the author of the law, to enlighten me on how to teach that, how to be like you. We're one iota, we're not passed from the law, but at the same time, it's right that we should rejoice because your brother who's lost is found. Have that merciful heart as well as that faithful heart to the law. Give me both, Jesus. Help me to be all three, disciple, Pharisee, and sinner, and receive you as all three. And work with you as all three. Because you desire mercy, not sacrifice. Take some time now to formulate a resolution for the day, how these truths can pour into my thoughts, words, and actions today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.